Cade, talking to Donald Robinson on November 28, 1994.
Better speak up.
And we've been talking about Mr. Robinson's hobby, but it's more than a hobby, of photography. And we're saying that you started with portraits and now you're into
landscape
and so on.
Wildlife, bird life.
Is the next step doing kind of abstracts and...
I do that too.
Of course.
If you came into the building, you'll see some, I do these crystal abstracts. Maybe when we leave, I'll show them to you. I do those too.
I mean, how much time do you spend?
With my photography?
Yeah.
All my spare time, basically. I don't play much golf anymore.
And you don't go to as many meetings, maybe, as many organizations?
Right. I've cut back. I'm still very involved with the JDC. I've cut back with the UJA, as an example. Council for Jewish Federations, I was involved with them for a while. I don't do that anymore. Locally here, I've gotten off of a number of boards because I just didn't want to be that involved, you know.
Well, maybe getting a little bit off of your personal, do you feel relaxed, or that there are other people to take, you know, you had such an active role, and now you sort of pulling back. Do you see in the city or in all these organizations young people ready to take over that are worthy of it?
I think so. I think that you know, the principal organization, in my view, Jewish, you're talking about Jewish organizations?
Or any of these things that you spend so much time on and now you're sort of pulling away. Do you feel
Jewish organizations, I think that the Federation is in good hands, and certainly a lot of good young people are getting involved. Internationally, yeah, we have a number of good young people coming in, coming into the JDC. So I'm comfortable. The thing is that the issues are changing, and the focus on Israel is not what it used to be. Communities are paying more attention to their local needs.
Do you think that's a good thing?
I think it's a natural evolution. I don't think that we could change that. I think that people are comfortable that Israel's okay now, and they're not being threatened by war. Mm-hmm. That doesn't say it could change at any time, you know? But right now, at this juncture, there's so many pressing needs community-wide. I see it here in Pittsburgh, in the Jewish education, the social needs, the Jewish family, children's service, home and hospital for the aged. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're all in dire need of funding. So I think that we definitely are raising less money for Israel, less important. I'm not happy about it, but it's a fact of life.
Speaking of the local things, are you involved with all these Russian immigrants that came in? Did you have anything to do with their resettlement? Or?
Well, first of all, my wife and I went over to the Soviet Union in 87 or 88, and we actually met with a number of refusings at that time. Mm-hmm. I've been with the Soviet Union. And it's incredible. We were there about a year or two ago. The change is just incredible.
With the Jewish, the situation of the Jewish people or the country as a whole?
Both. I mean, I'm thrilled that 500,000 have gone to Israel. I think it's great for Israel. And nobody can predict what's going to happen in the Soviet Union. Still a lot of anti-Semitism there. There's a lot of nationalistic feelings. It's a country that, my last visit, I mean, the infrastructure was crumbling. You know. So they got a long way to go, and I certainly hope that we'll make it.
But you're glad the Jews got out, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but there's still probably a million and a half in there. So what we're doing as a joint is we're now into reconstruction. Remember I talked about the three R's at the beginning, rescue, relief, and reconstruction? We are helping to rebuild all of the Jewish communities in the Soviet Union that we can find. A major portion of our budget is going into that undertaking. Probably $15 million this year.
When you say rebuilding, you mean getting them together, getting them more active, or...?
Organize, helping them to find some kind of community center, reclaiming Jewish property that was taken over by the communist authorities, bringing in Hebrew teachers from Israel, bringing Judaica into these communities. We're doing all of these things. And reviving Judaism. It's incredible. It's just incredible what's happening.
That's another book, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because I've worked with some of the Russians here, and they certainly didn't know much about Judaism.
No. Well, 60 years. Go on, man.
Oh, my. What's your feeling, you know, in general, your philosophy about the future? I mean, is Pittsburgh going to make it? Is Israel going to make it? You sound like a person who's optimistic.
Well, I don't think there's any question Israel's going to make it. I mean, they're way past the stage where they were physically threatened to be pushed into the sea.
Although just today there was a story about another assassination there, a rabbi.
Okay, but you got to remember that this terrorism kind isn't going to, that's not a threat to the total state of Israel. It's certainly a threat to the people, nobody likes it. But a threat to the state of Israel was like the Yom Kippur War, where you had Syria, Egypt, and invading Israel. Okay. That threat doesn't exist today. Jordan has made peace with Israel. Egypt has made peace with Israel. So the basic threat to Israel was coming from internally. It's from principally from the radical Palestinians, the Hamas. And I've seen them. They're fervent, they're radical, they're zealots, but they're not, in my view, a threat to the state. Certainly a real irritant. Any more than crime is going to, I don't think it's going to destroy America, but we have a problem with crime.
Is it also, I know of so many hotshot young Israelis who can't wait to get out, want to go to New York, and do come to this country, go to L.A., and who don't want to lead the more restricted life that they have in Israel. Do you think that's a threat?
That, you know what? That's been going on. What's the term they use for people who leave?
Aliyah, that's the other one.
Aliyah's going, yeah. Anyhow, that's been going on since Israel was founded. In the meantime, Jewish population has been growing. It's, I think, about 4.25 million. Okay. When I first started going, it was about 1 million. Their economy is very good now.
Is it?
Yeah, economy is good. If you go there, listen, the truth is you're safer there or in Jerusalem than you are walking around downtown Pittsburgh at 8th Avenue and Liberty at night. Or you wouldn't walk in the Hill District at night, would you? Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. So why are we picking on Israel as like it's somewhere that's unsafe?
I wasn't thinking of it that way. I was just wondering whether if we have now a Republican government,
yeah,
and they say, well, we're not going to help, overseas as we as much, and so can it exist without the help of the United States?
I think that they're getting much closer to that point. I don't think that they're going to cut off all foreign aid. I think think that's a lot of campaign rhetoric. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you feel...
I'm very optimistic. Listen, even the Palestinians, okay, the ones that are sane, the reasonable ones, and look, we're dealing with the PLO now, the same ones.
It's hard to believe, isn't
it? Yeah, it's hard to believe. For them, they're going to get a lot more by trying to do this thing peacefully than, I mean, what have they accomplished by terrorism in the last 30 years? They got nowhere.
Well, if people were reasonable, you wouldn't have to worry. You wouldn't have
That's right.
Bosnia being torn apart. Again, getting back to some of your personal things, somewhere along the line I saw something about a Robinson Foundation. Does that still
exist?
Oh, yeah. And, what is this?
That's a foundation that my wife and I administer, and my two children are trustees. And... We're trying to build the assets on it so that we can make gifts on an annual basis to those
and
institutions.
And you're building it by contributing.
Yeah, that's correct. That's a private foundation.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the, are there definite aims that you have for the money that is in that foundation? Is it for Jewish organizations?
Principally. But, you know, we do support the museum. Some other interest?
No.
Mostly local.
Do you reveal the amount that's in that?
It's a public record.
No. And I could look it up, or you could tell me.
Currently, it's about $2.25 million. It's not the Mellon Foundation, unfortunately.
No, but it's, for instance, I know I get a story about the foundation. The Falk Foundation now is practically out of funds, is that correct?
No.
I thought that it was. I mean, is this in the same category as the Falk Foundation?
No, I think that they have substantially more. I think they're up around $10 million. Don't quote me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought that this was... that certain ones were dispersing all their money. I know Pittsburgh has many, many foundations. But this would...
Well, actually, speaking of foundations, we're getting a lot of help, gifts for Renaissance, which you don't know anything about, but I'm going to make sure you find out, from major non-Jewish foundations.
Really?
We received $1 million gift from the R.K. Mellon Foundation.
For what reason?
For Renaissance.
I mean, why do they say, well, we're going to give
because we're doing community building, okay, we're stabilizing Squirrel Hill, we're doing services for the aged, we're doing services for the family, and these are things that they're interested in. We've got to help them, we've got to give them the Pittsburgh Foundation.
Okay, so the Robinson Foundation is alive and well, right?
Yeah. If you'd like to make a gift to it, well, yeah, I think so.
I'll certainly consider that. I gave
I'm
it the
kidding.
Office.
I'm just kidding.
Your venture, I'm sort of jumping around, but you have so many different facets. Anything coming up in that venture, capital business that's exciting or novel?
We're very excited about a couple of our recent investments. And they're here in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm.
Do you see Pittsburgh ever returning to the industrial
base? No. No way.
So when you say that you have things in the Pittsburgh area, are they more
high-tech? Computer-based or medical-based.
And little individual companies that are getting started with that?
Yeah, we like startups and first-stage investments. Yeah. Sure.
Do you think that can keep the city viable, prosperous, growing, or is this considered?
I think so. Look, we've gone through an evolution, but we're always going to have change. I mean, 100 years ago, they had glass plants all over the South Side. And 200 years ago, we had an iron foundry, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it's healthy. You can't keep things forever. There's nothing forever other than death and taxes. And the strength of America is the fact that we've been able to recognize change and change with, you know, whatever had to be.
Well, what about that when they say, well, you know, too many people are not making things. They're sending money back and forth and, you know, like that.
Yeah,
invested
yeah.
and so on. And not the basic, the manufacturing, which has gone to, Brazil and China. And
on the other hand, I just coming out today on the radio, our unemployment is down to, about 6%, which is pretty healthy. I mean, where would we find the people if we wanted to start the steel industry all over again? I don't even know if we'd find the people. Our economy's just changed. It's become a totally different economy. You know, it's an information-based economy. How many people are involved in computers today that weren't involved 30 years ago? Probably many more than were working in steel jobs at that time and aren't today. Think about it.
I just happened to overhear this young man talking at the new Barnes & Noble, which is fabulous, and oh, he loves his job. Mm-hmm. And this other
right.
woman said to him, and how about, is it pay good? He's at $5 an hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That he may be employed, but he's not going to be adding much to the...
We've become a highlight service economy. We are a medical economy. My God, look how many people are involved in the medical industry today that weren't 30 years ago. I mean, Oakland is... things have changed. On the other hand, we still have today about 5.5% unemployment. And even in Pittsburgh, it's very close to that. And when we had the steel mills going, we had more unemployment than that. Think about it. True, maybe more people were working at McDonald's today than they were then. That's true. But the interesting thing is, if you travel as much as I do throughout the country, I mean, I don't know why anybody should be on welfare. You can get a job in New Hampshire and Vermont. Every store has signs, help wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sure, they're paying $5 an hour, not a lot of money. But there are jobs out there.
And do you feel that they're still feeling in, you know, among American people, and they're not sitting on their desks and there's hope and all that?
I think the people that we come in contact with, there's tremendous entrepreneurial spirit. Okay. And the desire is definitely there to make it in America. People know that they're going to make it principally by going into business, inventing a product, doing something like that, and hard work. Hey, listen, look what it's done for us.
Yeah, I don't think there are too many around like you. But first of all, it has such wide interests and so many, you know, just open to new ideas and so on. I think people tend to stay in their little rut. However, so I'm very impressed with your accomplishments.
Thank you.
Let's see. You've really pretty well. Your family, both you said, your children are all involved in this. Are your children involved in community, in Jewish things and community things as you are?
Yeah, not necessarily much in the Jewish area, but my son is he's the president of I Have a Dream Foundation, which is the one that helps, guarantees these kids a college education if they finish school.
Mm-hmm. Is that a local?
Yeah, well, he heads up a local chapter. He has a school in Garfield that's, well, it's all black.
I've heard of that organization.
It's a Marvels program, and he's running that, and he's chairing that program as the lay person. My daughter's principally involved in the Whale's Tale, which is for homeless kids and all that kind of stuff. She's very involved in that organization.
And don't you take pride in that? Don't you think they've learned by watching you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. I'm very proud of them.
Carrying the torch.
Well, you know, that's part of life. I think you have to give something back, especially in this country. It's been real good to us, so we should give a lot back.
Is there anything that you would like to have on this tape that somebody's going to pick up this tape and 50 years and say, well, what was life in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the Jewish community, or whatever. That's what we hope, that somebody will be listening to this sometime in the future. I want to know about life here.
Well, you know, America's been a great experience for the Jewish people. And unfortunately, we still have some anti-Semitism. I don't think it's as prevalent as it used to be. I think that practically all the doors are open at the universities, at the hospitals. And I think the Jewish people made a tremendous contribution to America in many, many ways. And we also have a responsibility to give something back to America. So that's my philosophy.
And it's a wonderful philosophy, and you have something to give back. Not everybody has anything to give. I'm not even talking about money. I'm even, ideas.
Yeah, you know, but sure, I operate on a large scale. But I have just as much respect for the person that the volunteer at the Jewish Home and Hospital for the Aged that's willing to take their time out and go up and help with the older people. Mm-hmm. I have just as much respect for them as I do for somebody even like myself, that okay, I can get out and I can raise some money, but they're giving of their time and they're dedicated just as much as I am. So, you know, there's all types of opportunities to help them. We're a great volunteer society here. I hope that we maintain it. I think that's a strength of America.
You think the whole, not just the Jewish community, but everybody is...
I interface a lot with the non-Jewish community, and there's a lot of caring out there. There's a lot of people that don't participate, but by and large, I have great admiration for the Elsie Hillmans of Pittsburgh, who really, are at the forefront of many things, mm-hmm. besides political. And I also have admiration for nameless people who I don't know, who I see at the Rehabilitation Institute a block away here, mm-hmm. who are come as volunteers and wheel those kids around. To me, they're doing just as much as I am.
That's a good attitude. One last thing, and I think we're almost at the end of the interview. I don't notice any political involvement here. Do you steer away from that, or is
not? No, I'm interested. I'm very interested in politics, and I support whoever I feel is closest to the philosophy that I endorse. So it could be, I supported Senator Spector, Senator Wofford, Senator Hines. It depends on who they are.
But you don't hold any position?
No, none.
Well, I think we've covered just about everything, and I certainly enjoyed talking to you. And Wilma, did you have any question that I didn't cover?
Mm-hmm.
Should we turn it off?
Mm-hmm.